חיים ברוך בנט, פרשת וישלח.
The discussion today is going to revolve about around various shailas of ribbis which could crop up day to day. So we'll start with the following question which somebody asked me a few weeks ago. And then we'll explain the question and then we'll explain the answer. Talmud Chochem in town, he was looking for somebody to lend him money. And somebody found somebody who lives in Europe, was happy to lend him money. So the Malve was going to lend him Euro. He would transfer Euro from the Malve's account to a money changer, and that way, and then it'll go to the Loive in England. The question he asked me was, he knew that there was a Ribbis Shaila involved. He will explain to him what the Ribbis Shaila is. And because of that, he asked the Malve to be maknet to him 1 euro. And the question was, is that good enough? We'll explain the shaila and then we'll explain the answer in a minute. The basics in Hilchos Ribbis is, of course, that to lend £100, to get back £100, Pseidah Gomor, Mitzvah Gomor. To lend £100, to get back £120, that's Ribbis Gomor, Ribbis Ketzutza, Osam and Atera. When it comes to payrus, that means basically anything besides the currency, whether we're talking about apples, whether we're talking about petrol, whether we're talking about any commodity other than money, then Chazal made the issa even to lend, let's say, a box of apples for a box of apples. To lend a box of apples for two boxes of apples, that's Ribbis Deraisa, like by money. Whereas by money, to lend £100 for £100 is mutter, by commodities to lend a box of apples for a box of apples is also midrabbanon. What's between this is a drabbanon. Chazal were concerned that between the time of borrowing the item and paying back the item, the price could change. So a box of apples where he borrowed it was worth £20, times he pays it back could be £21, that extra pound be ribbis.
It's sort of about the money about to change it. £100 might be £110 in a few months.
Oh. The way Chazal looked at things is that money never changes. Everything changes relative to money. So that which we know today with £100, you could buy a computer, or well, I don't know what, let's say you could buy for £100. Let's say you could buy five boxes of apples for £100 nowadays. That then in a year's time, £100 will only get you four. Chazal looked as apples went up in value, not that the money went down. We know, it's a shine in the place again, we know that money does devaluate. But Chazal looked at always that it's only the commodities will change. There's three reasons given in the poskim why Sol B'Sol is only Issa Drabbanon. That means even in the event that the apples did go up in value, and when he pays it back, the apples are worth more, it's only Issa Drabbanon. The first, the Taz's Mahalach is, it might go up, it might go down. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Something which could be either way is only Issa Drabbanon. The Triv Sarosh says that it's only Drabbanon because we don't look at the value, we look at the commodity. He borrowed the box of apples, gives back a box of apples, therefore it's not Ribbis Menatir. And the basic reason seems to be in the Gemara is because we look at something as if he was giving it back at the same time as he borrowed it. We won't get involved, but that seems to be the reason why it's only Drabbanon. There are, however, four ways that it would be mutter to lend a commodity. We all know, when we need a bag of potatoes, you go to the neighbor and you borrow a bag of potatoes. Nobody doesn't go to his neighbor to borrow a bag of potatoes. According to what we said, he can't borrow a bag of potatoes because it might change by the time you pay back. So we'll see there's four heterim to lend Sol B'Sol, as Chazal coined it. The Mishnah says that Hillel would not allow somebody to lend Sol B'Sol unless He was Asoi Domen. Asoi Domen basically means that you work out the value of what you're borrowing. So you borrow a box of potatoes, a sack of potatoes, it's worth 15 pounds. So you change the halva from potatoes to pounds. Now the whole choiv is a choiv of 15 pounds. He could stand to gain, he could stand to lose. If potatoes go up in value, he's only going to get back his 15 pounds, even though potatoes are worth 20 pounds. If it goes down in value, he stands to gain, they'll get back his 15 pounds, even though potatoes are worth less. So that way we avoid the whole area of ribis, because he's only going to give back the value of what he borrowed. The second heter of Chazal is Yeshlei, which basically means that if the one who's borrowing the apples, the potatoes, has that item at home, then he's allowed to borrow it. So if he wants to borrow a box of apples, if he has apples at home, that's okay. Chazal will make it further that if he's only got one apple at home, that's enough. The Rashba explains that we divide up the box of apples which he's borrowing into many, many different halvos. So for the apple I have at home, I'm borrowing one apple. Can I get the apple I have at home? Now I've got two apples at home, so now I can borrow two. For these two, what's the reason of this kula? What's this het of Yeshlei? So Chazal looked at it that I've already paid back with the apple that I have at home. Iskelu, the halva is finished. He's given me a box of apples, I've paid him back straight away. If I pay him back today, I'm paying back today according to today's value. So therefore, I'm not paying back any extra than he lent me.
Even though he borrowed 100 apples?
Even though he borrowed 100 apples, yes. This is the kul of Chazal, yes.
Different makes of apples make different.
If what? Different make? Oh, that is... This is a good question. The question, l'chayra, the defining factor would be, could he force him to take it back as a payment? If he could turn around and say, no, I'll lend you Granny Smith, I don't want Golden Delicious, then it won't work l'chayra for Yeshlei. I'm not sure. But we will see, it has to be something which he could use as a payment. If he has half an apple at home, that wouldn't be alright. The Gemara says it's enough with a tipas yayin. It's enough with having one drop of wine, you could borrow a whole barrel of wine.
Stewed apples
with l'chayra won't be alright. You can't give back stewed apples for your raw apples. In Shulchan Aruch it says that if somebody is borrowing saw basa and wants to rely on the het of Yeshlei of having a bit, they both have to know that they're borrowing saw basa and they're relying on the het of Yeshlei. However, the poskim do say, but the eved, if they had Yeshlei, it's okay, even though they didn't realize that was a shayla of saw basa and they had to rely on this heta. Heta number 3 is Yotza Ashar. Chazal will make on something which is two things. It's first of all readily available, and second of all the price is a stable price. Then since this item is readily available for today's price, we look at it that he could have gone today and bought it and paid it back today. And therefore, we don't consider it as ribis. You could ask, today, basically everything is readily available, and the prices don't fluctuate much. So what wouldn't be Yotza Ashar? So I heard the following case. I'm not sure exactly what he was talking about. There was some sort of medical equipment, which was a single-use item. Something got to do with a diabetic, I'm not sure exactly what. And he needed to borrow for Yom Kippur. And this item is produced by one specific company. And at that stage, they were only selling it to people who had bought from them previously. Because such high demand, therefore they had cut down on who they were selling to. And they were only selling to people who had bought from them previously. So the person who was borrowing it had no way of getting hold of this thing that he was, item that he was borrowing. It was not readily available at all. And actually the facts were it went up in value between when he borrowed it and when he paid it back.
Then you got the value and the money value at the time.
Of when he borrowed it, yes. Yes. The Matthias there was that when he borrowed it, it came two in a pack. I think it was 2 for £50. And when he was coming to give it back, I think one was £47. So now the question is, do you work out the difference in price between £25 and £47, because you only borrowed one? Or do you say that if you buy two together, that then they work out cheaper? If you'd sell one, it wouldn't sell for £25. Sell one, the price would be between £30 and £35. So therefore, what you borrowed wasn't worth £25, it's worth at least £30. Therefore, the ribis would only be between £30 and £47, at least he's cut down his losses. So there, if you would want to avoid ribis, you'd have to either pay back the value of one, of when you borrowed it, which would be around £30, or he was paying back an item and he would have to reimburse him the difference. The fourth heter, which is probably the one most relied on. Let's go back a second. In the previous heter of Yotzei Hashar, the poskim say, again, they have to know that we're relying on the heter of Yotzei Hashar. They have to know that there is a market readily available. Even if they don't know what the price is, they have to know that's readily available. Here, the poskim more machmir. The poskim hold that if you didn't realize that there was a heter of Yotzei Hashar going on here, you can't rely on Yotzei Hashar. Halacha, we don't pass like that, but it's more chomer that lechatchila people should know that they're relying on Yotzei Hashar. The fourth heter, which is mentioned in the Mishnah in Ezen Eshech, is kikah b'kikah. Chazal will make a kula by Hilchos Ribbis to lend a small item, to give back a small item. Because the item is so small, Chazal will make a. So Tosva says, it's because people are not makbid on a small amount. However, other Rishonim say, even if we know they are makbid on a small amount, Chazal weren't makbid. If the amount we're talking about is only a small amount, then Chazal weren't makbid. Then Asa Sal Basa. Yeah, that is true. Only Shkeni, people who are easygoing with each other, they can rely on Kikka B'Kikka. The Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, he explains that a small item, a big item, people looked at it as its money value. Talking about few boxes of apples, people looked at it as its money value, and they see if it's gone up in value, then you're paying back extra. However, something which is only a small item, people don't look at it as money value. They look at it as the item itself. So you borrowed a loaf of bread, you give back a loaf of bread. The question would be where to draw the line. How small is kicker by kicker? That's what one safer says, it depends on the people. It depends what's small by them. Now I'll go through a few stories which happened, and we'll see in each case which one of the theorem we can apply. Story number one goes that there were a group from Eretz Yisrael traveling on a tour to Europe, to Vizhensk, all the Kivrei Tzadikim, and like good Israelis, they made sure they took with them their soda, their fizzy water. And unfortunately, they ran out before the end of the trip, they ran out of all their water. While they were there, they met another group there, also from Eretz Yisrael, and they had spare bottles of water. So they wanted to borrow a sixer of fizzy water, and they'll pay them back in Eretz Yisrael. They had totally depleted their supply of fizzy water. The only thing that they were left with was a starter bottle of fizzy water. Is this mutter or asa? So, any suggestions if we go through the four heterim? Well, what's going to be here with this bottle of fizzy water? So let's start with the first one. Asoi domim. Okay, there's no asoi domim here. There's nobody worked out the value. Yes, Loi. But the starter bottle is no good. Can't use the starter bottle of for Yeshli. So we have to go on the next set, the Yotzei Hashar. I don't think you can buy soda water in Lizhensk so easily. So you won't have a head of Yotzei Hashar. And Kikka B'Kikka, I don't know how much a sixer of fizzy water is worth, so I don't know. But it would be a bit schwer to say that it would be called Kikka B'Kikka.
He's
got Yeshli and Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, L'chayr, if you're having Eretz Yisrael, that would be okay. Shulchan Aruch says that if the Malveh is traveling to the place where it's Yeshli, it would be okay. So here, if you're having Eretz Yisrael, L'chayr, yeah, that would be Yeshli. Personally, I think that wouldn't be a Rebbe's Shaila anyway, because I think the water in Lizhensk would be worth more than the water in Eretz Yisrael. So if anything, he'll be paying back less when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael. If he's happy to accept less, that's okay. But I don't think he would end up paying back more. Story number two. Caterer was Erev Shavuos B'Tammuz, and he needed a box of eggs. He'd run out of eggs and he's making a chasna, he needs a box of eggs. So he goes across the road to his fellow caterer and says, can I borrow a box of eggs? He says, no problem, have a spare box of eggs. But I don't want it back till after Tish B'Av. I've got no chasnas now till after Tish B'Av. I don't want to buy it till after Tish B'Av. And the caterer who was borrowing it had no raw eggs, only had cooked eggs. So let's see what we can offer him now. Again, Asoi Domim, it wasn't. He never worked out the value of the eggs. Yot Asha. The Chir of Yot Asha, eggs is got a stable price. So the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that Yot Asha only works if the Loive could pay back at his own convenience. So theoretically, I could go today, I could go to the shop, I could buy, I can pay him back. But in a case where the Malva is insistent that you don't pay me back before a certain date, you can't use Yot Asha. That is true. That is a good question. But Avishin and Shulchan Aruch, it could go bad, that's one option.
But even if
it would say you can't pay him back for the end of the week, it would also not be good. It seems that it's not the derech of people to buy something now which you're only going to pay back later. It's a machlok zishenim, but as it's kapas and Shulchan Aruch. By Yeshlo, if you would be using the head of Yeshlo, it would be okay, even if you can only pay back and not before a certain date. This case is not to be confused with a case where he says you can have the halva for a month. Because there, he's giving him a time limit, a time option, they don't have to pay me back before a month. But if you would want, he could pay back earlier. We're talking about a situation where he has to pay back, he cannot pay back before a certain date. So, Yot Asha he won't have. Yeshlo, we spoke out, it has to be something you can use to pay back. Boiled eggs can't be used to pay back raw eggs. And Kikub Kiki also won't have if it's a whole box of eggs. So at the end of the day, he should not have borrowed it. And if he did, he would only be able to pay back a box of eggs if the price has not gone up in between. We're going to see a third case, and this case is a new halacha which we haven't discussed yet. So the sefer I saw is all a Rav and Eretz Yisrael, all Israeli shaylis. Reuven came to his neighbor and says, please, can I borrow a sixer of Coke? He says, no problem, you can have a sixer of Coke. I want back two sixers of RC. For those who have been to Israel recently, RC is the cheap version of Coke. So it was the same value, a sixer of Coke for two sixers of RC, it was the same value. And the lover had at home a bottle of RC. Question is, would this be allowed? Chari has at home, it's Yeshloi, it's Yot Asha, it's readily available.
The
he wanted it. He was also making a simcha and he preferred it, double the amount of the RC of the cake. Yeah. So the halacha Shulchan Aruch is that so chitim b'so deichen doesn't have the heta of so b'so. I mean, so b'so is only if I swap apples for apples, potatoes for potatoes. From swapping apples for potatoes, you can't use guns. So these are two different things, then it would be. It's one's coke, one's imitation. So, he would not be able to use the heter of Sobos of Yeshlo Yot Hashar. In the case where he spoke out that it was a Havar, he was borrowing Coke for RC. If he would speak out in exchange, then it would be better off. Then Chazal looked as a sale as opposed to a loan. Now we can come back to the original question. First, let's put down a hakdoma that the only thing which is not commodity in England is pounds. Everything else is commodity. So when we're talking about foreign currency is a commodity. Foreign currency fluctuates. According to most poskim, Shlem Zalman held that was only Bisman Harishenim where a koyen had the intrinsic value of silver and gold without the fact that it was a koyen. But nowadays where a dollar note has no value except that it's currency in America, it still retains its same currency, whatever it is in the world. Most places take on that dollars, shkolim, euro, anything else in England is called commodity. So, let's say we're in Manchester, and Reuven wants to borrow 500 shekel. He's trying to tell his throat, he doesn't want to change money in the airport. He goes to his friend, can I borrow 500 shekel to pay for my taxi? The Malva says, no problem, but I want to get back shekel, because I'm planning to try to tell his throat another few months, so I want back shekel. So, this is a shayla of Sobasot.
But one shekel note in his pocket, his wallet is alright.
Oh, so you said two things. One shekel note. You meant a note.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Oh, this would be the difference. If it have a koyin, it would be no good. Because you can't pay back a halva of shekel with koyins. If he has a note, it would be okay. a person could ask, what about Yotz Ashar? Shkolim are readily available. Go to any money changer, I'll give you Shkolim. The answer is, but the price fluctuates by the minute. Assumption that the price constantly fluctuates, can't use Yotz Ashar, according to most poskim. Obviously, there would be the Eitz of Asoi Domim if they would want to do it like that. He could say, I'm giving you 500 shekel, pay me back today's value of 500 shekels. So, for argument's sake, let's say it's £100. Pay him back £100. But it would only work if he's prepared to get back £100. If he wants back his 500 shekel, then obviously he would not be able to earn Asoi Domim. He's taking a risk. He doesn't know which way the pound will fluctuate. So, coming back to the original question.
Why, if you've got 100 coins, that wouldn't help you at all?
If you would lend somebody 500 shekel in notes, and he would come back to you with 500 shekel in coins in Manchester, you'd be happy with that? What would we do with it?
You'd be overweight.
You can't, money changer won't take it.
10 shekel.
But money changer won't take it. What would you do with it? It's true that if you're planning to travel to Eretz Yisrael, it's good for you. But we look at it as the value in Manchester. That's for sure. 500 shekel in notes is much. It does. It has a value in pounds. What is it? According to all the money you change, will pay for it.
You can't sell it.
Oh, but they won't take coins. In coins or in notes? Yeah, they will take coins. I don't know. The poskim, some poskim want to say. Some boys want to go so far to say in Eretz Yisrael, if somebody lends dollars, then having $1 note wouldn't be good enough, because the money changers give a different rate for $1 notes than for $100 notes. This is machlokes at poskim, but l'chol hapachos koyins, according to most poskim, would not be good. Right. So you're saying a loan for 500 shekels understood he's going to pay back. That doesn't make things better, it makes things worse. Because he's basically said, I want back 500 shekel, whatever the pound value is. So if the... That does make things better. It means, let's say he gives him back 500 shekel and the pound drops and the 500 shekel is worth more. You're saying that we should look at it as shekel, not as pounds. I understand, but Chazal didn't look at it like that. Chazal got every commodity according to the value in the local currency. Like if you borrow a box of apples, Chazal looked at the value of the apples. So who had him if you borrow a shekel? Chazal looked at the value of the shekel, not the shekel.
One of the two, you have no
which
commodity.
Right,
100%.
You have to give what?
The same apple.
You want to know if you bought the apples in a different place?
Give him 20 pence, I will give him back.
Well, what apples did he borrow? He borrowed, let's say, Granny Smith apples. Let's say, a kilo of Granny Smith apples for £1.50. The apples he gave him back.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Why were they cheaper? Why were they more expensive?
Because I'm giving an apple. The name is apple, yeah?
I understand. He gave him back the same type of apples?
Not the same.
Not the same type of apples. A different type of apple.
Cheaper.
Cheaper apples, then the Marvel will say, I don't want cheaper apples. Give me back the apples I lent you. If he's happy to take it, of course he's he can give him whatever he wants, as long as it's worth less. If it's worth
it's
more...
The same value, that's why I'm trying to get. It's not the same value.
He has to make sure he gives him back the same value.
Yeah, you give me a nice apple, it costs £2. And I put the apple 20 pence.
You can't give that back.
And I give you an apple.
You can't give back. Because we looked at the value, you can't just give...
It's not the same value.
If it's not the same value, you can't return it. So, yeah.
In one of the grocery shops a few years ago, when I was out of eggs a week before Pesach, so he went to another grocery shop and he borrowed I don't know how many boxes. And the understanding, if he couldn't get payback for Pesach, he would pay back after Pesach. So he's in a way he's making a loss to the Malbe because he doesn't sell the eggs so quick after Pesach as before Pesach.
Is the value the same value? Or eggs before Pesach, eggs?
No, it's the same price. But yes, you sell a lot more before Pesach.
In ribbis, you look at the value, not how quickly it's going to be sold. In ribbis, in Hilchas Ribbis, we look at the value. So if you lend him a box of apples, and he's going to give back a box of apples, and the same price, I don't know if he should have done it like a trilla, but at the end of the day, if it's the same price he's giving back, we'll be okay. So you go back to the original question. The Talmud Chacham asked me that the Malva lives in Europe, and he's transferring euros. He lives in Manchester. So now we know the problem is the Shail of Sobasot. He's going to be lending him euros. For the person living in Manchester, that's not considered currency. So he wanted to make sure it should be Yeshlo. So he told the Malve, I don't have any euros. Please be maknet to me 1 euro. Find somebody to do a Kenyan, be maknet to me 1 euro. He came to me afterwards. So he wanted to know if this is okay, because 1 euro is a coin. Is it okay? But I think you'd already know the answer. Because the 1 euro is in Europe. In Europe, you can use a koin as a payment. And therefore, it would be perfectly fine to have 1 koin. It could be this shaila wasn't a shaila of Sobasot to start with Bechlal. Because you have one person living in Europe, one person living in Manchester. So why? Who told you to go after the person living in Manchester? For him, it's a commodity. Maybe you go after the person in Europe, and for him, it's currency. So that's a shaila for Rov, but even if it would have been a shaila, this would definitely have been called Yashli. The Shulchan Aruch says that Yashli doesn't have to be that it's got in his pocket. If it's got it at home, if it's got it somewhere else, got it deposited by his friend, that's also called Yashli. The question is, what about money that I've got sitting in the bank? Is that called Yashli? I've got money in the bank. So the Gates of Rov said, there's two things people say wrong. He says, people say they have money in the bank, and they say the bank owns my house. He said, both are wrong. I own my house, and the bank have a charge, and I don't have money in the bank. The bank owe me money. So the money in the bank is not my money. It's the money the bank owe me. He said, it makes an afkmin in Hilchos Yerusha. B'chayr only gets pishnayim in cash, not in roy, not some which is owed. Money in the bank account is owed.
Even though you've got access to it.
Yeah, you've got more access to the money in your bank account than the money in your pocket. But it's called a hava. Yeah. So therefore, that would not be called the Ashley. Absolutely. They're happy to give you back the loan whenever you want. Even. But it's not. They owe it to you. It's not your money yet. Nowadays, on the computer, you can do it in the middle of the night, you can get access to money. It's still not your money.
If you lend somebody else money, somebody owes you money, that's
also... That wouldn't be Yashli. Somebody owes you money, that's not Yashli.
So the
poison clear, but a bank is much more accessible, so maybe it's better. But the Gezer said, no, of course, the bank owes you money. It might be a very accessible loan, which he's happy to pay back at any given time, but it's still a loan. That's true. Again, Shaila which happened there at Yisrael. The Malve, the Reuven knocked on his neighbor's door, in the middle of making kugel and eat potatoes. The Malve said, I'm very happy to lend you a bag of potatoes, no problem. So he borrowed a bag of potatoes, and then he realized the Shaila of Sobasot. So he asked the Leuven, did you have any potatoes at home? Yeah, I have potatoes. He said, but you know, I'm Makbid, I only eat Bedat. Oh, my potatoes are Rabbanut, the Leuven says. So, would that be called the Yashli? It won't take it back. What's the difference between that potatoes and rabbanut potatoes? Trumas and maizras. So now the shaila is it called Yashli where he has a commodity where all he has to do is take a trumas and maizras and he give it back? But Chazal say tipus yain. You only need the mashal for Yashli, you only need the small amount. He's saying, I'll chop the potato in half. Who says I can give back half a potato? Okay, so he had two potatoes at home. So this is a shayla in the post game. If it's Yashli, it's mechusa melocha. It's missing something to make it complete. Is that called Yashli? So it's machleks a post game. There are 2 days whether mechusa melocha is called Yashli. And I'll give one more example, but I'm not going to say Pesach on this one, but I'll just give the example. If you hire a car from a company, so a Jewish company, then you hire a car, and with the car you get a tank of petrol. You pay for the car rental, however much you pay per day, and obviously they want back a tank of petrol. The petrol is a commodity which you're going to use. You're going to finish it, or you could finish it at least, and then you're going to give them back. So the petrol is a shayla of sal basal. Oh. So, it depends. Revozna holds the otah shayla is something which is readily available. Petrol is definitely readily available. But if you go with the otah shayla, it means the price is stable. I would like some sort of statistics. How often in the last year petrol prices have changed? You can never know when it's going to fluctuate.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only a penny at a time, usually. It could be more, could be less. But yeah, it's usually only a penny at a time. But I don't feel the service makes a difference. Plus, when you're talking about 50 litres of petrol, a penny is already 50 pence.
Every petrol station different price.
That's true. That's true. So it's a standard question how to work out the value of a tank of petrol. That's true. But how are you going to work out the value of a tank of petrol? Are you going to take the median price? Or how are you going to work it out? If it goes up, then the median price is also going to go up. One Rav told me that's kicker be kicker, because even a small amount, because the whole fluctuation of a tank of petrol is not more than 50 pence or pounds. It's a bit schwer, because Pasha's kicker be kicker means what I'm borrowing is a small amount, not the fluctuation is a small amount. So, I think Yot HaShah would be the most geschmack ahead. Just the shayla is what is the Matzias on the market at the moment. In America, petrol prices only change once a week. Only on Monday morning after they go to work. So, question is about England. If I've got my own car as well, and I've got petrol in the tank, would that be called Yeshloy? It's hard to, nowadays you can't just siphon out petrol. So, that would be a...
You could. Theoretically, you could.
People have told me when they scrap cars, the car dealer told them it's not worth taking out the petrol. It costs more than the petrol itself. I don't know.
You've got a can of petrol.
Then that would definitely be Yeshle. Yeah. Make sure it's the same fuel type. The eighth would be, if they'd want to do it, is to... The rental company could... be makne every person who hires a car from them a drop of petrol in their tank before they burn. That would be an eitzah, but the shayla is, do you need to come up this eitzah? The Gator Drop told me that the hiring company could rely on Revozna's Yot HaShah, that something which is readily available is called Yot HaShah. The question is if the one who hires it wants to rely on that. So basically, we've discussed so far, Sol B'Sol, the Issa Sol B'Sol, why is Unim Drabonon, and the four Ethereum of either Asoy Domim working out the value. Yeshlo if he's got a small amount. Yot HaShah is something which is readily available. And Kiko Bekiko is something which is a small amount. Just a short vow on the parsha. Posse says, Vayivose Yaakov levadoi vayovik ish imoy ad la'oris hashacha. Chazal tell us, Yaakov was left alone. Why was he left alone? He came back to find the Pachim Ketanim. Shaila is, what can this teach us? What can we take out from these Yaakov coming back for his Pachim Ketanim? Chazal tell us about Esav. Esav is Yisrael Mumma. Yeah, we know that Esav was a goy. Esav wasn't just Yisrael Mumma. Esav was a goy. By us, Yisrael Mumma means Nebuch Yid is not keeping Torah mitzvahs. He's a Yid, but he's Yisrael Mumma. Esav was a goy gomel. So Rabbi Yitzchudna says, I'm already gavot. He says, each one of the others had his speciality. Avraham Avinu, he says, was the first one to be a ger, to be of his own accord, to come to recognize Rebbein Shlom and come to be a Yid. Yitzchok Avinu was the first one who was born to Kedusha. He was Nimol Lishmoine, had Bris Milah 8 days. He was the first one to carry on the Hemshecha Kedusha. And Yaakov Avinu, Chazal say, "Achut ha-mashulah shleibim heri notik." When you take two strands, you twist them together, it'll undo. If you have three and you plait it, then it stays strong. He says, "By Yaakov Avinu was nischadish this thing that we know, that Yisrael Muma, even though he's done Averis, is still a Yisrael. By Esav, the previous generation, by becoming Yisrael Muma, he dropped out of being a Yid. Only from Yaakov Inu onwards, Hachutam Shulash Leib Mehiri Inotik, from Yaakov Inu onwards, Yisrael, even though he's done Averis, he stays a Yisrael. Yitzchok Avinu's Nusach was, Avram Avinu is the Eshte Gevarna, Yitzchok Avinu is the Eshte Gevarna, and Yaakov Avinu is the Eshte Nishvafalna. Can't drop out of it. And that's Merumas and Yaakov's Chuz on Pachim Ketanim, because I'll say Pachim Ketanim is a Remesa Am Oretz. Yaakov Avinu, he was the Av who was Doyek, was concerned about every Yid, whatever Madrigi may be holding, to make sure that he's got a connection to Yiddishkeit. And the Nefesh Chaim says that's Merumas in the Sulam, which Yaakov Avinu saw. Sulam Mutz of Arzo. Arzo means from Shomayim down to earth. So that's a remes to the Neshoma, which comes from the Kizya Kovid, comes down to this earth, and the Rebbe Shem made sure it's connected always to the Ilomis Elenim, to the higher Madrigas of his Neshoma. There's always a connection between a Yid, however low he may be, to the Kizya Kovid. And this is the lesson we can take out of the Pachin Ketanim, that every Yid, no matter what level, we're always connected to the Kizya Kovid.
May. Hey.